SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. We have a lot to do here in this hour. We will go through some of these NFL Week 11 games. We have the golf starting in Bermuda on Thursday. There's actually a big DP World Tour event through their World Championship in Dubai, which actually I think tees off tonight. I saw 11 or 12 o'clock East is when they're going to start that. And we came close last week. We had Matt Wallace, Cam had Hatton, and a few other guys that were near the top. So we're going to try to break through this week. I'll give you the picks that we have for that. Matthias is going to give you the picks for UFC Saturday night at the Garden, which is Jones and Stipe. And I think he told me Chandler's fighting. I mean, it's got to be, 5 years since Chandler's actually fought somebody. So Chandler's actually, that's because he was waiting around for, well, I'm not lying. He was waiting around for McGregor for 3 years, and that never happened. So now he's finally decided to go and fight somebody else at this point. So good for him in all of that. I got something else. We'll do something else too. Carver with you, sans Lisi. Joe out on assignment. He'll be back on Friday for all the NFL and the college picks, weekend preview, et cetera, et cetera. That's for sure. I am not completely solo, of course. We've got Hit Burbell here, Matthias Burbell, who's feverishly watching the Clippers and the Rockets tonight in Houston as he gets himself ready for that. All right, NFL Week 11. And we have three outstanding games this week. Must-watch games, which is Thursday night, Eagles in Washington, then two on Sunday with Ravens-Steelers and then Bills-Chiefs. And yes, there are even a couple of other games like we were just mentioning before in the break. Chargers-Bengals on Sunday night is a big game. But I want to focus on these three. And obviously the one that I want to really hit home first is this Bills and Chiefs, which is only the fifth time since the merger. There's a lot of stats you could throw, a lot of numbers that you could do with this Bills-Chiefs game. Fifth time since the merger, two teams with eight or more wins meeting in week 11 or earlier. So the Bills, of course, at 8-2, the Chiefs at 9-0 as they get ready for this week. And it's very hard for me as a Bill fan to know how to play this week, right? I think they're going to win the game. I do. And it's important that they win the game. I mean, you want to be able to play the Chiefs in your own building when you get to January, even though they got that last year and they still couldn't beat them. But you want to make sure that you could play them there. The Chiefs have been playing with fire for weeks. It just seems like they're so ripe to be beaten. Mahomes has always played well in Highmark Stadium. So obviously, I think the Bills are going to win the game. I think they can win the game, and they will. But at the end of the day, all that really matters is that they have to finally slay the dragon in January. They have beaten the Chiefs in the regular season the last 3 years. They've gone to Arrowhead in the regular season and won the last 3 years. What's happened when they played them in the playoffs? Loss. Last year at home, loss. The 13-second game, loss. So, you know, it would obviously be good to beat them this week, and it probably helps get to the goal, which is more important, and that's finally slaying the dragon. And I've seen the comparisons start to build. I don't think you could really compare anyone to Manning and Brady. I think that's very tough to do because we've now seen that entire book closed, and Mahomes is obviously going to be in that realm or better, but I don't think we could put Josh there yet. as great of a player as Josh is, it took Manning a lot of lumps against Brady before he finally broke through. A lot of lumps. And maybe, you know, maybe this is finally going to be the year, which would really be astonishing because I did this with Joe the entire offseason and summer, and Joe, I think, tried to needle me a little bit. I don't think he actually believed it, but he didn't like that I was kind of throwing away the Bills season, thinking that it was a, I never said rebuild, I said transition year, because they were losing so many of their stars. But to have them in this spot now is pretty amazing, that they're playing the Chiefs at 8-2, a win over the Chiefs would get you to 9-2, have a tiebreaker over them. That bye in that first weekend of the playoffs is now so important. That first weekend's crazy. Lots of weird and wild stuff happens. You'd be better off sitting at home watching it on your couch and then knowing you're going to play in your building the next week, knowing that it's not going to be against one of these other big teams. You know, the one is very important because let's say the Ravens do win the North. And I don't think that that's going to be very easy. And I think the Steelers could beat them this week. But let's just say Ravens beat the North. I think for the Bills, the one is so imperative because it gives them the week off. And they wouldn't play the Chiefs or the Ravens, hypothetically, until the AFC title game. And if they did, it would be in their building. And I think the only way they can assure themselves that they're going to have a chance to do that is if they win this game on Sunday. So as much as you want to say it's not as important as what they have to do in January, I think it helps them get to that final goal by winning this week. And it's going to be very tough because the Chiefs, as we know, I mean, every week it's something different. They find a different way every week. Now, this was 2.5 early in the week. And by the way, I saw a lot of this today, and I want to say this now. The Bills, when they have lost to the Chiefs the last few years, it sure as hell isn't because of Josh Allen. Okay, Josh Allen, go look at the numbers. He has been excellent against the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. His performance in the 13-second game, probably the greatest playoff performance by a losing quarterback potentially ever. That's how good he was in that 13-second game. So you could go chew on all that. Allen doesn't get this done. Allen doesn't get that done. Allen hasn't beaten the Chiefs in January because his defense has let him down, his coach is an idiot, and his kicker let him down. Those are why Josh Allen hasn't beaten the Chiefs the last two times he's played him in January. I mean, how many times do you guys want him to bring him down the field in that 13-second game in the last 2 minutes? Never saw the ball again in overtime. Last year, drives the field again after his defense let him down after he got him a lead. Puts him in position, Bass misses a field goal. Diggs drops the ball on the long play. Allen has been money in these games against Patrick Mahomes. Money. And that's why CBS is going there for their game day on Sunday. That's why it's the absolute biggest game on the NFL calendar this year. This will be CBS's highest rated game all year. 425, Bills Chiefs, Mahomes Allen. This is this generation's Brady Manning. Even though one guy hasn't gotten there yet, and I know like people want to put Burrow in there. Burrow's gotten to one, but he hasn't won either. Burrow's at least beaten Mahomes in January. Allen hasn't. But this is the modern day of it, but Allen's got to start to check off some Super Bowls to really make it a fair comparison down the line.
Is Keon Coleman very excited?
No, he is not. No Keon Coleman this week. Coleman out. His wrist hurt. Oh, now, hopefully Cooper plays. It'd be nice to see Amari Cooper out there. It would be nice to see Dalton Kincaid out there. Kincaid didn't practice on Wednesday. I saw Cooper catching balls out of the jugs machine. We'll see if he can make it. But I think a lot of people will be on the Chiefs this week just because Mahomes is 12-1 as a dog. Rightfully so. I think the Bills are going to finally, Bills will get it done finally at high mark against them. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you on the grid. Carver sans Lisi, Joe out. We'll be back Friday. Got myself here, of course, with Hipper Bell. And, of course, you know, I go through all that, and I drop in. And right, Mahomes 12-1 as an underdog. 12-1-1 against the spread as an underdog in his career. So I get it. I believe the one is against the Bills, by the way, one of these last couple years in the regular season when Allen has gotten them. But, of course, after all that, and I give you the Mahomes number, of course, Matias has to say to me during the break, yeah, I'm gonna bet the Chiefs. I'm gonna bet the Chiefs on Sunday. Good. Good. I hope you do. I hope you and everybody else does. I don't want any of you on the Bills. I don't want you. You guys all run to your Mahomes. Go run to the Chiefs like you always do. Always one of the most popular bets of the week. I hope it is again. When I do that thing on Friday with Pharrell, I want to see it. I want to see 86% of the bets on Kansas City, which won't be too, because it's going to be too. It's going to be more split than that with Allen and Mahomes and the games being in Buffalo. But I hope everybody runs to the window for Kansas City, including you, Matias. I hope that you run to the window for them as well.
Look, you know, I'm taking Chris Jones to get the Josh Allen, and I'm taking DeAndre Hopkins to keep getting those touchdowns in the end zone. And yeah, I am putting out on Pat Mahomes. The thing is, I need to see the injury report come game day, or you know, come the final injury report. See what's happening. Now, see who's available. I just think that the Chiefs right now, man, they got the receiver too. You know, the Bills and the Chiefs have this little rivalry, this big rivalry. And even in the middle of the season, when you're trading for the players, you guys trade for Amari Cooper, they trade for DeAndre Hopkins. So far, it seems like DeAndre Hopkins is a guy and Cooper is not. But I guess time will tell. That's all, you know what I mean? It seems like the Chiefs always got the number.
Now, the regular season games the past couple years have been, let me get this out here for this. Last year, 20-17. The year before that, 24-20. Both those games were in Arrowhead. Last year, they played in Buffalo, of course, in the AFC divisional game. And the game got to 51. What are they hanging for us here this week again? Hold on. Let me get you the up to the second number on this total for Bills Chiefs. 46.5. Now that's I don't know. As Joe would say, is this going to be a blue collar game? I believe it's going to be fairly nice in Buffalo. It's been really, the Northeast has been pretty good the entire football season so far. But 54 I do think
sunny
that this,
with a bit of clouds. It says 54 sunny with a bit of clouds.
It's a nice. It's been, the weather's been great up there. It's been excellent. I don't know. Last year they played a 2017 game at Arrowhead in the regular season. I could see that again. I could see both defenses have been good. You have two of the best quarterbacks in the world. But this game's usually been in the high 40s, low 50s. It's been trickled down to 46.5. That's a tough number. It's a very tough number.
I think it goes over.
This game.
I think there's going to be points. I see this game like 29-27. 29-25 along those lines. It'll be fun.
This guy, 29-27, right on the number, with the two and a half, right on the number. He puts it. Come on. You can't do that. You can't put it right on the number.
I did 29-25 right after. It's 29-25 right after. Yeah, switched it. 29-25. Fun game.
There you go. Bills, Chiefs. Me and Joe, obviously, will do more about that on Friday night. Washington and Philly, Thursday night game to start week 11. This is a hell of a game. Of course, Philly 7-2, Washington 7-3. Washington coming off the tough loss against Pittsburgh on Sunday. Philly smashed the Cowboys in Dallas. And Philly's been playing well now the last few weeks. You wouldn't know it if you listen to sports talk radio in the city of Philadelphia, but they have been playing well the last few weeks. -3.5 for the Eagles, 48.5 the total. I got to tell you, Matias, I love the Washington story. I love Jaden Daniels, but I got a feeling.
Slow down.
I got a feeling that this is kind of the start of something here. Them losing that game to Pittsburgh. They lose to the Eagles here.
The good news for them will be that they play the Cowboys next Sunday. So, I mean, that's going to help them. But in terms of winning the NFC East,
tough.
You know, eight and two on one, what it would be? It'd be 8-2 and 7-4. They'd be two games back in the loss and have a loss to them. That would make it fairly difficult. I like the Eagles a lot in this game. And in fact, I know the half is this very scary proposition when it's on the three, but I ain't as scared of this one. I think the Eagles win this game by a touchdown or more on Thursday night. I like the Eagles a lot. I think they're better.
I like the Eagles too in a tight game. I think Washington's starting to slow down a little bit. I don't think Jaden Daniels been the same guy since he got the rib injury, unfortunately.
He has not. And the offense has been called differently. The offense has been called differently since he got the rib injury because they're not running him as much. They're not doing design runs with him, especially down on the goal line. They've not been doing the same offense that they called the first few weeks of the season. Not at all.
I agree with you. That's why I like the Eagles, too. If it wasn't for that rib injury, though, this team would be flying and gunning, man. The way that offense was moving was special. You know, people were getting open. The whole team was playing around him. He was playing with no fear. But now we're seeing kind of the opposite take place. So, and the Eagles are rolling. You know what I mean? It's a confident bunch right now. You look at them, they're all hitting. Devontae Adams with one-handed catches. You know, Brown's getting touchdowns every single week. Barkley is a human highlight reel, you know, jumping over people backwards. It just seems like they're pressing all the right buttons, and you don't want to get in front of that team right now. Do you think the defense is going to consistently play well? Because that was kind of like the downfall a little bit earlier in the season, was inconsistent from both sides of the football. But now it's been an all-around performance from on both sides.
Both sides have been good. I think both sides are going to be good here on Thursday night. And we'll come back and let's get a couple props here for this SGP. Joe's not here, but we're going to do the SGP anyway for the Eagles and Washington. We'll come back and do that. Sports Grid Radio, Carver and Lacey, Sirius XM, back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you. Carver sans Lisi, Joe out. He'll be back Friday. Hipper Bell is with us as always. All right, Eagles and Washington, the football team. I don't like calling them the Commanders. I'm sorry. I just don't. I think the name sucks. And I think they would have been better off keeping it as the Washington football team. To be quite honest, just like I think Utah should be the Utah Hockey Club and not call it the Ice Fisherman or the Blizzard or whatever the hell it is they're going to call them after that. They should just keep it as the Hockey Club. But some of these names they come with now, they're just beyond dopey, like Cleveland, the Guardians. Stupid. It just really is. There you go. A little get off my lawn stuff for you there, Matias. Let's see here. Washington and Philly. I think Philly's the play here. But we got to throw some props together for this SGP. I'm going to say I like Brown a lot. Brown cooks Washington every time he plays him. I'm going to start this off by rolling in Brown for a hundy at plus 164. AJ Brown for a hundy. At plus 164, and I think he'll have a bunch of catches, and one of them will be a long catch, maybe even for a touchdown. I love Brown. Lattimore's not playing still for Washington since the trade. I think it's a good spot for A.J. Brown to get cooking.
I like him to score a touchdown at plus 115. I also like Brian Robinson Jr. for a touchdown at plus 115. And the one I love the most, Zach Ertz over 3.5 receptions. I think Zach Ertz gets at least 5.
I'll take one of yours here. I'll put Robinson in because he is going to play, they announced on Wednesday. Robinson is in for the game. I know he's missed the last couple of weeks, but he's going to be out there. I got plus 140 here, Matias, on FanDuel right now. So I got plus 140 for Robinson to score.
Damn them.
So I'm going to put that in as part of the mix here.
Dallas Goedert over 30.5 yards is juicy as well. I think Goddard's been playing.
Yeah, but I'm greedy. And I can't just go with the standard number, as you've probably learned by now around here. I have to always got to be alt.
Absolutely.
Got to alt it up.
I understand.
Got to alt it
have
up.
You've been hitting first touchdowns. We don't work game days anymore, so we don't get the party when you hit first touchdowns. But have you been hitting first touchdowns lately?
I had a streak in October where we hit a bunch. But I feel like the last couple weeks, it's been cold. Now, Monday you had this no-name on Miami get the first touchdown, which was just the worst. But who was that? Malik Washington or something?
Nobody
wins that. Nobody won that.
Sucked.
Sunday night was Mixon, right? So that was chalk. So I'm never going to take chalk, which was Sunday night. And then last Thursday, I feel like we were in the mix with some. Who had it last Thursday in the Raven Bengal game?
Chase
was it Brown?
Brown?
He had Brown. Brown. Had Brown
Chase
for that
Brown.
First touchdown. So that one I did have. But it's been, we were real hot in early October with the first tutties in the primetime games. Real hot. And we need to get
cooking. I think we should roll
with
the backs.
We'll look at that in a moment. I don't mind that. We're going to do that. Let me first just finish this off. Let me get. Now, I like when I think that they're going to lose, they throw to Eckler a lot when they're down. But they don't have the number up yet for Eckler because it's not game day. They only have, like, the bigger names up for that right now. How about Barkley? We like Barkley?
You know, I'm afraid to play Barkley. I'm afraid to play Barkley in his receptions because one game he gets some and then one game he gets one. It's been hit or miss and his number's isn't juicy enough for me. I think I'm BetMGM. Right. Barkley over 1.5 receptions is my 200.
Barkley for 25 receiving yards at plus 230.
I would take that. I would take that.
I'm putting it in.
You know what? Because the price is
right.
The value's right. It's a nice value.
I'm putting it in.
You just need one good catch. You know, you just need one good catch, and he's off, and he'll get that. You know, if he's off to the races. He's so special.
I don't think – who else could I go with here? All right, we got to put one more leg in. We'll do when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on the grid. All right, let's finish this off because I have a lot of other things I need to get to. I need to get to the UFC picks also. And several other things. A.J. Brown, 100-plus yards alt. Brian Robinson Jr., touchdown. Barkley, 25-plus receiving yards. And then,
you know, during the break, I got a little reluctant. I got a little reluctant on Brian Robinson Jr. You know why? Because he's coming off of injury. And I don't know if he's
he's
going to be limited and stuff like that.
If he's playing, he gets the rock inside the five. Like, they don't mess around. He gets the touches
down
there.
That's what I'm thinking.
Especially with Daniels not running right now with the ribs. He gets the rock when they are in there. So he might not get the yardage. He might not get the carries. He'll get the ball inside the five. If he's out there, he's going to get those goal line touches.
No, you're right. That's what he's been eating all year. He's been doing it all year.
I'm not worried about it. So he's the top Washington scorer on the board at plus 140. I'm going to take him. You know what? I realized I don't have anything with McLaurin in here. So that's who I'm going to add in also.
Do you like his reception total?
I never play receptions. I'm not going to lie to you. I never play receptions. I'm a yardage guy. Receptions are
I don't like
too
his
much
reception
to
total.
I don't love it. I don't love it.
Receiving yards, bomb away.
I know. Receiving yards I have a lot more fun with receiving yards. Counting catches just isn't, and I get the pros and cons. There's pros and cons with both, whether you are a yardage guy or a catch guy. I'm not. I'm a yardage guy. I want to go after it that way. So I'm going to go with McLaurin 70-plus at plus 128. So that'll be the last leg. So Joe's not here tonight, so he doesn't have any say in the Carver and Lisi SGP this week. And Matias threw in Brian Robinson Jr. anytime. So Brown for 100, McLaurin for 70, Barkley for 25. All three of those are receiving. Brian Robinson Jr. anytime touchdown. Plus 38.24, which is very nice. Because if you're a $10 max, which is what they give me, it's a nice 382 if it ever happens. And if you're a Joe player with a $100 max, you know, you get a really nice chunk. So that's what we're going to go with here. The Carver and Lisi SGP in the books. All right. I want to get this in now because I don't want to forget it. And I have a few other things I want to do. But I told Matias to give me the UFC tonight because I know what's going to happen on Friday night. Friday night, we've got the picks, the college, the NFL. Joe's not going to allow it, even though it's a big UFC card. So I want to get them in tonight. Gives people time to get the plays in. Now, this is a UFC at the Garden, 309. Garden always has a good card. Now, I thought that Jones and me and Stipe had fought it before. It's just the fact, what I actually did remember, Matias, was that they were supposed to fight like 10 times, and they never did. So that's probably what confused me. They were supposed to fight several times. It's never happened. So this actually is the first time Jones and Miocic are getting together. But you have some other very good fights on here, including Oliveira against Chandler. This Bo Nickel against Craig. What do you have here? They got Silva. That's the women's fight.
She's having one of my parlays.
Okay. Give me the two big fights, Matias. Who do you like for the two big fights in this card?
I like John Jones via submission. I think he takes down Stipe. Okay. I don't think he wants to box with Stipe Miocic, who Golden Gloves, you know, boxer type of. He has pedigree in the boxing world, man. The guy has hands. That's why he was a former champion. That's why he defended the belt. He has power behind those hands. And John Jones, he's not 28 years old. You know, John Jones is what, 38 years old. Stipe Miocic is about 42 years old. So, you know, these aren't young guys. They've you know, lots of tread on the tires for both of these guys, two legends of the sport. But I can't take Stipe. You know, the price is something that I want to flirt with, and it keeps pulling me every single day. But I keep saying no, no, no. You know, John Jones, what he did to Cyril Gane, a polished MMA fighter, Hall of Fame legend, taking you to the ground, submitting you, winning the fight quick as possible, no damage taken, so he could keep fighting guys and making money in the future. John Jones doesn't want to get in there, get in the brawl, and have to retire. He's got hit in the head too much at 38 years old. John Jones wants to get in there, take no damage, win, and keep fighting and making money to keep getting his career going. You know, keep going as long as he can, because the end is near for John Jones. And I'm feeling Michael Chandler. I'm feeling Michael Chandler at plus 200 money. Man, it's even more higher than that in some books. You know, it's like plus 250, plus 235.
When was honestly the last time he fought? I know I made a joke earlier about the last time he fought.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Okay. So it ain't that long. And he's also been in shape. It's not like he's been sitting there doing lines at Conor McGregor's bar. You know, he's been in the gym. He's been pumping iron. He's been hitting it. He's been doing all the good stuff, trying to get ready for Conor McGregor. Well, now he gets to take out his anger on Charles Oliveira. And, you know, he keeps saying that he's going to fight smart. He's not going to do it the old Michael Chandler way. You know, if people remember, Charles Oliveira had Michael Chandler by the back in round one the first time they fought. What did Mike Chandler do? He backflopped on him. Did exactly what everybody tells you what not to do. And he did that, got out of it, reversed it, and did some ground and pound, and was about 2 seconds away from winning that fight. You know what? This time in the U.S., last fight was in the U.S., but Madison Square Garden, don't matter. This guy's going to get it done. I see his hand getting raised, Mike. I really do. I just think it's his time to win a big fight. It's not like he hasn't been undeserving of it. People hate Mike Chandler for no reason. This guy goes in there, balls to the wall every time, goes for the kill, no fear. Now he's going to be fighting with tempo. You know, he's going to be fighting relaxed. He's going to be looking for the one-shot kill, and I think he's going to find it against a guy who's chinny. Let's not forget, Charles Oliveira is a little chinny. He's been dropped multiple times in his career. He doesn't like to get hit in the chin.
All right. I could go with Chandler.
The price is right, guys. This. The price is right.
Any other dog that you like, whether it's the main card or the
no.
or the bottom card? No other dog. No dogs. Can't bark. Can't bark with you, huh?
No.
No bark.
No, I don't, you know. Possibly Jonathan Martinez against Marcus McGee. You know, Jonathan Martinez, I don't think would be a dog if
he didn't lose to Joseph. You gotta be kidding me. Weidman's still fighting? Weidman's still fighting?
Yeah, yeah, you know who's fighting? Eric Enders. Eric Enders, former Alabama linebacker. Eric Enders, been in the UFC for quite some time now. This is an old-timer fight. I like the over 2.5 rounds, and I think whoever wins via decision. I don't know who to take in that fight. I was literally thinking of that fight earlier today, and I'm thinking I should tell people not to bet on this fight because you really can't tell me confidently that this guy's going to win because of this. You can't tell me that Weidman's going to win because of that. It's just a fight Weidman, that's going to be pick your spots.
Weidman from my hometown, so I always root for him whenever he's out there. And I like that. That's nice that he's fighting. I'm surprised he's still fighting. It's been a long time since he's obviously had a strap, but the fact that when he does fight, he still gets in on the local cards here at the Garden is nice to see. That at least Weidman's going to have
local
flavor to him here at the Garden. So that's
nice. I got
one
parlay for you, Carver, for the people. A parlay for the people. Nothing massive. I ain't going to give you some six-teamer.
Give me it.
I like Obon Elliott -250 and Kareem Silva at -275. You parlay those together, Obon it's Elliott. -111.
And who's the other one?
Kareem Silva. Kareem Silva taking on Vivian Araujo.
Okay.
I like Kareem Silva -275.
I got -119 for that. I have -119 for those two together.
There you go. I don't want to.
We'll put it with the golf.
I could say let's get the plus
we'll
money.
Put it with the golf.
Or put it with John Jones if you want some plus money on it.
You can put it with John Jones. We could do that too. You never know. There you go.
That gets it to plus money.
I will put it to plus money if you throw Jones in there. That's very true. Throw Chandler on top also. Let's go. Everybody
then,
in.
Then that pays the rent. Let's go.
Man. Carver and Lisi, Sports Good Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. One other thing, Matias, in the fighting world. I'm not going to lie. I am
Big Mike Tyson.
I am stunned. I am stunned that you can bet on this Tyson thing. Now, I actually don't see it in New York. I don't think you can play it in New York.
It shouldn't be allowed.
Which doesn't surprise me because I actually don't think you should be able to bet on it anywhere legit. Because I think the whole thing is a joke. Like, it's like fixed. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit. Yeah, I don't see it on the board anywhere in New York on a couple books that I just checked. Now, I saw BetMGM tweet out some numbers for this fight today. Let me get these up that they had put out. Yeah, they have Jake Paul open at -275, now -190. Tyson open +275, now +188. 76% of the bets and 59% of the money is on Tyson. And aren't they playing? Aren't they only doing like 8 rounds? Or it's like not even. Some nonsense rules here for this fight, too. How are any of these Jake Paul fights, like, bettable? Like, I guess New York's smart. They don't put them on their board. But I can't believe that there's some places that let you bet on this, Matias, to be quite honest with you.
You know, you can't bet on it on BetMGM, I noticed. So I could, you know, you can't say it. But if you go to some offshore things, you know, you could definitely find them there. You could pretty much bet on anything on those types of things. So. It's wild, man. And the thing with Tyson, man, I saw him today. He couldn't even take off his shirt. So they're obviously taking it super easy on the guy. You know, they don't want him to pull anything. They don't want him to lift his arms too high, hurt himself. You know what I mean? I think they just need him to get to the fight so they can get to the pay-per-view. And then once the fight starts, I think he's going to take a flop. I think he's going to chase down Jake Paul. I think he's going to throw a couple one-twos, throw a couple huge overhand rights. You know, the massive overhand rights that slept so many people in his heyday. And then something crazy is going to happen. He's going to fall and it's going to be over. You know, I really do think that. I think Paul's going to tell him, you're going to come at me. You're going to throw something at me and nothing's going to happen. You know, I'm not, and I'm going to hit you once and you're going to go down and I'll be it. But let's just give the people what they want. Throw that massive overhand right and let the people go crazy. Let the people get that pay-per-view dollar that they paid for and go home happy. They both make a lot of money. That's the point, right? Hey, that's the point of this fight, is both of them get paid.
I guess that is the point of this fight, is that the both of them get paid. I certainly would never wager a nickel on a fight such as this. I can't even watch it.
I wagered once on Paul. Once upon Paul, and I won money on Paul. I mean, excuse me, I lost money. I won money by betting against Paul when I bet Tommy Fury. I bet on Tommy Fury when he fought Paul Fury Boxes. He's an amateur boxer. So what did I do? The one time Paul's fighting a real amateur boxer, you bet on the other guy, and the other guy wins. What do you know? You know, that's why. You know, I don't know, Mike.
By the way, to give you my King of the Court update for tonight, Tatum actually finished. He must have had some monster fourth quarter. Jason Tatum's out of the game as the Celtics are going to end up winning by 30, which, I mean, this game was tight for three quarters. They must have outscored him. Let me get the numbers here. 34-21 in the fourth quarter, they outscored him. Tatum finishes with 36 points, 9 boards, and 10 assists. So that's what, 55, right? That's 55 Tatum finished with. So I need Wembanyama to do some work. Now, I've got the 40-plus for Wembanyama. That's in the barn. He's back in the game, and he's now got, let me see here. He's got 40. This guy's got 42 points, Wembanyama, and it's not.
4-2, 42-4-2, 42-4-2.
So he's at 48. At 48. So I need him to pass Tatum. He's got to get to 56. So I need 8 points, rebounds, assists from Wembanyama in the fourth quarter. And I also need Giannis to not get to 56 also. Because Giannis, but they're getting smashed right now. Although they,
you know what, Mike? I think they want him to get 50, Mike. I think they want him to get 50, Mike. You know what I mean? Why not? Why not? Why not propel him to get 50 against a team like the Washington Wizards?
Unless he plays, like Giannis, they're in this game now. It's a two-point game. Giannis is going to get to like 60 tonight. He's got 38, 8-3.
It's a 21-point game against San Antonio.
He's like just about at 50. He's got 40. It's going to be Giannis. Now, I can't complain. Yeah. I hit the 13-1 for Wembanyama for 40-plus points. So at least I got that, but I'm not going to get this King of the Court. Unless,
you know what you needed.
See, the problem is
you needed him to get some more bounds.
Right. He's done nothing on the glass. Now,
my God.
Like
four bounds.
He's at 40. He's at 49 going to the fourth. And Giannis, I said, is at what? He's at 48, 49 also. See, the problem is Giannis is in a close game and the Spurs are up 20. And they are so nervous about how much they play Wembanyama, and he's had this money. Would they got to keep him in? You want him to get 50, Matisse? You think they'll keep him in for 50? Let him get it for 50.
I do.
Keep him in there.
Why not? He's young. But when else is he going to get a chance to get to 50? You know,
I mean,
in the
guy's
played.
He's played 22 minutes tonight. Like, can't he play 8 of the 12 in the fourth? I mean, come on.
No, I could see him letting him get to 50 and then taking him out.
Here's what we need
to get to 50.
Wizards get it to 17. We got to get the Wizards to cut it
there
to
10.
There we go. We got a couple boards in there for Wembanyama and that. Let's go. Get him in there for some of that.
Hey, Mike, you know what? If he hits a couple threes and he gets to 50 real quick or 52, maybe they drop him in there for 60. Maybe they leave him in there for 60. Who knows? Accolade.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM. Channel 159 here with Carver Sans Lisi. Joe out on assignment. He'll be back on Friday. Hipper Bell's been with us. I'm going to give you this update. The King of the Court stuff's a little crazier than I thought it was, Matias. There was a few guys I didn't know.
that were also having monster nights. But before I finished with that, I didn't get to the golf. That's the only thing I didn't get to tonight. The Bermuda tees off in the morning. Only this week and then next week, the RSM on Seal Island, and then we're done until January for the golf, which is very sad. Here's where we're going in Bermuda. High winds, by the way, for all 4 days. Need some guys who play well in the wind, and you need some guys who play well on Bermuda, and that's why we have, as Keith Stewart of Read the Line likes to dub him, Bermuda Ben Griffin, which is for Bermuda grass, but they're playing in Bermuda, so it also fits. 20-1, chalky side pick for me. Matty Schmidt at 30-1. Jacob Bridgman at 35-1. Garrick Higo, hello, at 90-1. Justin Suh at 90-1. For the placements, Seamus Power, T5 at 4-1. Lucas Glover, T10 at plus 260. Nico Echavarria, a T10 at plus 330. Wesley Bryan, T20 at plus 210. Coles at T20 at plus 240. And just for Joe, David Skins, a T20 at plus 500. DP World Tour Championship, Dubai. Lowry at 16-1. Matt Wallace at 20-1. Thurston Lawrence at 28-1. Adrian Meronk at 65-1. And Matteo Manassero, Joe's cousin, double M, at 110-1 for the golf this weekend. All right. Now, what happened here? The Bulls at the line. Coby White with three free throws, so they go up one.
You're saved.
This Bull Knicks game got, well, I'm not really saved. Knicks, obviously, well, they're not going to go to overtime, you would think. But still, Katz had a monster game. He's got 46, 10, and 3. So that's quick math, Matias. He's at 59 with potentially an overtime to come here.
It's now, okay. What's the... You still got it. You still got it.
I don't still got anything. Now, here's the problem with the Giannis and Wemby thing. Giannis, as the Bucks have come back to tie that game, has 38, 8, and 4. So he's at 50. And Wembanyama, he was at 52, right? Was Wembanyama at 50?
Wembanyama has 53 total. 46, 5, and 2.
53 now. So
we'll get there, Mike.
He needs to get to 60+. And that's, and I don't even still think that'll be enough because I think that Giannis is going to get him because this game's a blowout. They're so, they baby Wembanyama. He's not going to play the last 5-6 minutes of this game. You just know it because of it's a blowout. But they, you're right. How often is the kid in this spot? Let him get the 50. Hell, let him get the 60, Matias. It's a special night for him on the Riverwalk against Washington.
I'll tell you
let
what,
him
Mike.
Keep filling it up. Come on.
Well, the kid. Well, I've been on with Gabe recently, and he's been telling me don't take Wembanyama 3-point props. He's hit 8 of them today. He's 8-for-14 from 3, Mike. You know what I mean?
Lots
so there you go. You need him to keep drilling some threes, my man, because that's the reason he has so many points. He's been off fire.
And I've played threes, threes before over. In the past. But like I said, I did the 40-plus tonight with him, but I've been involved with the threes. Of course, the nights I play the threes, he hits one or two. Tonight he goes completely bonkers. But you know what? He's got such a big point night, Matias, but he's so below what he normally does on the glass. And if he just had his normal numbers on the glass, I'd be in such good shape here with him.
I know.
Hope we'll see what happens.
It's okay. He has 47. Now he's climbing. He's climbing.
Now, the Bucks actually have Giannis out of the game right now, but you know he's going to come back in and finish things off at some point. They're giving him a little bit of a rest here. He's got 38, 8, and 4, Giannis. So it's going to be close, King of the Court, here tonight for all that. Washington, Philly tomorrow night. Of course, Joe will be with the Syndicate crew, him, DRS, and KW. They will have you throughout the game. Matias will be with Gabe on the radio side. For Sports Rage, we'll be back Friday night. All the picks, hour one, college football. Me and Joe, only time this week together. So we will make sure that we get as much in as we can. Second hour, NFL with the picks. I need a big bounce back week, man. I missed some of those totals by a half, two of the totals that I had last week in our NFL picks. So we need to absolutely change that up this week for that. Great job by everybody tonight, especially you. Matias Burbell, holding it down while Joe is out on assignment. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, cash a bunch of tickets. We will see you back here Friday night on the grid.